Welcome to episode 950 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The book of Galatians is primarily known for its theological content, focusing on justification by faith and the freedom of the gospel. While it doesn't contain many stories in the narrative sense, it does include several personal and historical references that offer insight into the early Christian church and Paul's ministry. Let's explore some of these as we wrap up this ninth book of the New Testament. Paul's revelation and calling. In Galatians, Paul recounts his dramatic conversion and calling to be an apostle. He emphasizes that his gospel did not come from human sources, but through direct revelation of Jesus. He describes how he did not immediately consult with anyone after his conversion, but went to Arabia before returning to Damascus. This period of reflection and preparation is not detailed elsewhere in the New Testament, highlighting Paul's unique path to apostleship. Paul also notes his limited initial interaction with the other apostles, meeting only Peter and James, the brother of Christ, 3 years after his conversion. This underscores the independent nature of his apostolic authority. Paul's confrontation with the Apostle Peter. The incident at Antioch, where Paul publicly rebukes Peter, is a critical but often overshadowed moment. Peter's withdrawal from eating with Gentiles out of fear of how he would be perceived by Jewish Christians from Jerusalem was steeped in hypocrisy and led to division within the church. This confrontation illustrates the tension between Jewish and Gentile Christians and the challenge of maintaining the gospel's integrity in the face of cultural pressures. We see evidence of this not just in Galatians, but in other epistles. Paul's argument against the Judaizers. Building on the previous point, Paul addresses the Galatians' turn to the Judaizers, Jewish Christians, who advocated for adherence to Jewish law as necessary for salvation. He reminds them of their former paganism and how they came to know God through the gospel, not through the law. He expresses deep concern and personal anguish over their spiritual regression, comparing himself to a mother in labor until Christ is formed in them again. This passage reveals Paul's pastoral heart and the depth of his investment in the Galatians' spiritual well-being. Allegory of Hagar and Sarah. Paul uses the story of Hagar and Sarah to illustrate the difference between being under the law and being free in Christ. He contrasts Hagar, the slave woman, with Sarah, the free woman, to explain that believers are children of the promise, not of the slave woman. This allegory is rich in Old Testament references and highlights the theological shift from the old covenant of the law to the new covenant of grace. Personal appeal and physical ailment. Paul makes a personal appeal to the Galatians, reminding them of their initial warm reception of him despite a physical ailment. He mentions that they would have given their eyes to him if possible, suggesting that his ailment might have involved his eyesight. This passage provides a glimpse into Paul's physical struggles and the deep bond he initially shared with the Galatian believers. Paul's emphasis on the Spirit. While well known for its discussion of the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5 also emphasizes the practical implications of living by the Spirit versus living by the flesh. Paul provides a detailed list of the works of the flesh and the contrasting fruit of the Spirit. This emphasis on the Spirit's role in ethical behavior and community life is crucial for understanding Paul's vision of Christian living. These aspects of Galatians offer valuable insights into Paul's ministry, the early church's struggles, and the practical application of the gospel. They enhance our understanding of the context in which Paul wrote and the challenges faced by the Galatian believers. Let's close out now with a list of some of the most powerful passages in the book of Galatians. Because it was hard for us to narrow this down to 10, we will exclude perhaps the most well-known passage of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 to 23, which describes the characteristics that the Holy Spirit produces in the lives of believers. This is the fruit of the Spirit to which we alluded earlier. 1. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This verse is often quoted to emphasize the believer's new identity in Christ and the transformative power of faith. 2. Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. This verse highlights the unity and equality of all believers in Christ, transcending cultural, social, and gender distinctions. 3. Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. This verse underscores the theme of Christian freedom and the call to resist returning to legalism. 4. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 to 8. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. These verses offer a warning about the consequences of our actions and the importance of living according to the Spirit. 5. Galatians 6, verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. This verse encourages perseverance in doing good, promising a future reward. 6. Galatians 6, verse 14. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. Paul's declaration here highlights the centrality of the cross and the believer's separation from worldly values. 7. Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. Clearly, no one who relies on the law is justified before God, because the righteous will live by faith. This verse emphasizes the principle of justification by faith, which is central to Paul's message in Galatians. 8. Galatians 4, verses 4 to 5. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. These verses highlight the incarnation of Jesus and the purpose of his coming to redeem and adopt us as God's children. 9. Galatians 6, verse 2. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. This verse calls believers to support one another, emphasizing the practical outworking of the law of Christ through mutual care and compassion.
And number 10. Galatians 4, verses 6 to 7.
Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father, so you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. These verses emphasize the intimate relationship believers have with God through the Holy Spirit, affirming their identity as children of God and heirs to his promises. These verses underscore key themes in Galatians, such as redemption, the fulfillment of God's promises, and the believer's new identity and relationship with God through Christ. The book of Galatians offers a rich tapestry of theological insights, personal stories, and practical applications for believers. Through Paul's recounting of his revelation and calling, his confrontation with Peter, and his heartfelt appeals to the Galatians, we gain a deeper understanding of the early church's challenges and the enduring truths of the gospel. Let us be encouraged to live out our faith with the same passion and conviction that Paul demonstrated. Father, we thank you for the wisdom and guidance found in the book of Galatians. Help us to embrace the freedom and grace that Christ has provided and empower us to live lives that reflect your love and truth. May we stand firm in our faith and support one another in our journey with you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.